Thank you, Jesus. I'm blessed.
Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. You're welcome to Eagle and Dove of the Voice of Rest by God's friend Ofora Obiadolu Chigozie. Let's pray. Eternal Rock of Ages, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Thank you for what you have done so far on this broadcast. Thank you, King of Glory, for the lives you have touched. Thank you for complete transformation. Thank you for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you are going to do. Thank you for where you are taking us, King of Glory. Thank you for quick understanding to behold the wonders in your world. Thank you for total turnaround in our lives, in everything that connects with us. May your name be honored and glorified forever in the name of Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. Last week we talked about developing our union experience with the divine nature, and we single out one basic aspect of divine nature, which is God is light. There are four of them. God is light, God is love, God is spirit, and God is a consuming fire. Praise Master Jesus. We talked about God is light last week. This week, we want to talk about developing our union experience with the divine nature. I'm singling out God is spirit. God is spirit. Go with me in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. The Bible said, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. In 2 Peter 1, verse 3, said, we are partakers of divine nature. This is the nature of who God is. The nature of the fullness of the King of Glory. Praise Master Jesus. This nature of the King of Glory is God is love, God is light, God is a consuming fire, and God is spirit. Praise Master Jesus. God is spirit. In Hebrews 12, verse 9, Bible said, he is a father of spirits. He is a father of spirits. God is spirit. Praise Master Jesus. If you look at this word spirit, it also means breath. This word spirit also means breath, also means wind. Praise Master Jesus. God is spirit, meaning God is also breath. According to the law of first mention, law of first mention is a valid law. It's a valid law in the realm of God's resources in the Bible. Law of first mention means any place, anything is first mentioned in the Bible, it becomes a foundation and precedent that talk about any other place you're going to see it. Praise Master Jesus. As a matter of fact, there are principles in God's kingdom. There are principles, the one I call laws in God's kingdom. The law of God is different from the law of Moses. There are two different things. The law of God is different from the law of Moses. The law of God, there are 24 of them, the 24 laws, the 24 principles that make up God's system and God's kingdom. The 12 laws of Zion and the 12 laws of Jerusalem, there are 24 of them. And that is, by the way, one of the laws of God is the what we call the law of first mention. According to the law of first mention, how did God give life to something that is not living? In Genesis 2, verse 7, he said he made man from dust of the ground and breathed into man, and man become a living being. In other words, God breathed into man, man become a living being. In John 20, verse 22, when Jesus was glorified, he has resurrected, Bible says he breathed upon the disciples, said, as my Father has sent me, I'm sending you also. He breathed upon them. How did God breathe, send Jesus? He first of all, he breathed upon him and he sent him forth. Bible said in 1 Corinthians 15, 45, very clearly, he said the first Adam is a living being, but the second Adam is a quickening spirit. In other words, the same way God sent Jesus as a quickening spirit, he now breathed upon them and sent them forth as also a quickening spirit. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, God gives life to anything dead or anything that is not living. He gives it life through his breath, the same way he did to Adam. Even when the animals were formed, pay attention, Bible said God is a spirit. We're talking about one of the divine nature. When the animals were formed from the ground, that was the animal that was brought to Adam. Bible said he formed the animals from the ground and bring it to Adam and see what he's going to call them. How did God create Adam? He breathed into Adam. Adam became a living being. The same way, when the animals brought to them, immediately Adam began to give them name. he empowers him to live. In other words, as he began to give him name, the same process God made Adam before Adam was made. In Genesis 1:26, God said, let us make man in our own image. And that word man means Adam. He first of all gave Adam name. And when he formed Adam, he breathed into him. The same way, Adam gave name to this animal. And in the frequency of that naming, the breath of God flows in and all of them were energized. It's a key principle when it comes to creation. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. We are a life-giving spirit. God is a spirit. The more we develop our union experience with the divine nature, the more we develop our union experience with the divine nature, an aspect of divine nature will start unlocking for us. We'll be energized and empowered to function as a life-giving spirit. Praise Master Jesus. We'll be empowered to function as a life-giving spirit. What is a life-giving spirit? A life-giving spirit is a person or a personality that gives life to another. Praise Master Jesus. We are life-givers. We give life to anything dead. Anything dead will give it life. Anything you touch becomes alive again. Anything dead will rise again. Anything, even if it's a dying business. The more you develop your union experience, how do you develop it? Do you see what I'm saying? It? I am in complete, perfect oneness experience with the divine nature. Jesus said that they may become one. As I, my Father, are one. I am in complete, perfect oneness experience with the divine nature. I am in complete, perfect oneness experience with the divine nature. The more you develop it, the way I'm saying it, so simple. The more you practice this consistently, you'll be so much empowered and energized to function as a life-giving spirit or a quickening spirit. Even if the business you are having is dying, once you touch your hand or once you say anything, that business will come back to life again. Praise Master Jesus. Anything decaying will be infused with life, no matter what that is. Any difficult situation will be infused with life. Praise Master Jesus. Anything dead comes back to life. In John 5 verse 26, Jesus made a statement. He said, the Father have life in himself. Pay attention. The Father has life in himself. That he has empowered the Son to have life in himself. God's life that makes God not to be subject to death. That God's life is the power of endless life. Is within him. Is not in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood, according to Leviticus 17, verse 11. The life of the flesh is in the blood, but the life of the spirit is in the spirit, in himself. Praise Master Jesus. The life of the flesh is in the blood, but the life of the spirit is inside of him, in the spirit. In other words, the more we develop our union experience with the divine nature, we will shift from depending on our blood to find expression in our living to transfer into the person of the spirit that's inside of us. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. And in book of Revelation, the Bible says something. He said, when we was talking about giving knowledge about the two witnesses, two dimensions that walked in Christ while he was on earth, when Christ died and resurrected, and they were saying all kinds of stuff in Revelation 11, the Bible said, when Christ died, or when did that dimension, when Jesus died, and that dimension, that the breath of life entered into Christ, the breath of life entered into this personality, and they become alive. In other words, God gives life through his breath. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, if as a life-giving spirit, you give life to anything dead, resurrection miracle will become a common thing around your life. Praise Master Jesus. Resurrection miracle will become a so common thing around anything you do as a believer. Praise Master Jesus. That is one of the resurrection miracles. I've seen resurrection miracle to the glory of God in our ministry. There is one child that he was taken to hospital, and the hospital he was vomiting and stooling at the same time. Along the line, the doctor said, there is nothing we can do again. We can take this child home. As they were coming back home, the boy gave up. As the boy gave up and they were at home, everybody was crying. I came in contact with the family. They called. I came in contact with the family. I said, what is it? He said, look at this, look at this. I said, lay your hand upon the boy. As he lay his hand upon the boy, I began to proclaim who I am and pray for the boy. As I pray for the boy, I simply release who I am as a life-giving spirit. Praise Master Jesus. And that boy came back to life, sneezed and came back to life. What happened? Because Jesus said, the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man and they will live again. It's a principle. Son of man, the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man, which is the Son of God, and they live again. The Son of God is inside of me, Christ in me. The more we develop our union experience with the divine church, our physical tongue, our physical voice will be infused with the voice of the Son of God. That all creation is so striking. When Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, something happened. When the Father was making a proclamation upon him, said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him." He was speaking to all creation. In other words, Christ, his voice is infused in all creation. All creation. That Christ is inside of me. In other words, the more I develop my union experience with divine nature, my physical voice will be literally become one with the voice of the Son of God inside of me. And once it becomes one, anything that is dead, including human being, as I speak, they will hear the voice of Christ in me, because that voice is the voice of life. Praise Master Jesus. Because that voice is the voice of life. Praise Master Jesus. And anything that hears that voice, including that business comes back to life. Including the situations, it comes back to life. Why? Because we are life-giving spirit. Praise Master Jesus. Secondly, the more we develop our union experience with the divine nature, we begin to function like as a wind. Or a breath. In John 3 verse 8, the Bible said that he that is born again is like a wind, that nobody knows where he cometh and when he goeth. A wind. That word wind means breath. We become a wind and or a breath in functionality. Praise Master Jesus. And as a wind and as a breath, we become non-localized. 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 Meaning, we'll not be the barriers of space, distance, and time. Will never hinder us again. The natural barriers, the spiritual barriers, the mental barriers will never hinder us again. Why? We become the reality of who we are inside of us. Praise Master Jesus. And as a wind or as a breath, let me use that word breath mainly. As a breath, you will not be earthbound. In other words, you will function from your position in Christ in the heavenly places. If you look at the book of Revelation, Bible talks about woe unto him to those who are on earth, meaning those who are earthbound. Earthbound. If you are earthbound, the things that is happening on earth will become your lot. But if you are heavily bound, sitting in your position where you are in the heavenly places, according to Ephesians 2:6, you become limitless. In other words, the more we develop our union experience with the divine nature, we become limitless. The experiences, praise Pastor Jesus. When Christ was glorified, he made us legally. But in experience is through development, our union experience with the divine nature. Praise Master Jesus. Secondly, as a wind, we execute judgment. And to the enemy, we execute what? Judgment. Praise Master Jesus. We execute judgment for greater life experience. Listen, we execute judgment on the enemy. I have heard so many things that said that a New Testament believer is not supposed to. We execute judgment. Judgment is not unto death, but unto greater life. Praise Master Jesus. We execute judgment on sicknesses. We execute judgment. In other words, we enforce what Christ has already purchased. If anybody is sick because of ignorance, what do? We enforce the experience. Enforcing it is making that experience to find expression in the person's lives. Praise Master Jesus. And as a breath, we become functional gatekeepers, the administrators of heaven resources on earth. When the children of Israel were asking God for meat to eat, Bible said God called for the east wind, and the east wind bring forth food. If we are wind, breath, pay attention, if we are wind, breath, consciously, we become the administrators of the heavenly provision upon the face of the earth. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. I have one of my friends, he was preparing for his wedding, and I told him that after my own wedding, he's going to get married. He said to me, his salary cannot carry it too. I said, there's no problem. That the most important to make up your mind. I asked him, have you found a lady to marry? He said, yes. I said, go and tell her he wants to marry her. He went and told her that he wants to marry her, and she agreed. I said, put a date. He put in a date. I said, if he wants you put a date, come. Then the same east wind. If east wind bring forth meat for the children of Israel in the old covenant, how much more we, people that meat was brought to, does not have God inside of them. They just have God upon them. But now, the fullness of Elohim is dwelling inside of us. Won't God do much more? Hey, hallelujah. I said, put it. He put it. And I ministered to him by the Spirit. Every provision he needed for his marriage was supernaturally supplied. Even up to his wedding, somebody paid for the food, the whole food that was used for the wedding. A person paid for it. Another person paid for the whole drinks. At the end of the day, he said, this wedding is awesome. I said, it's called graceful wedding. What just happened? Because the more you develop your union experience with divine nature, you become an answered prayer to people. In other words, you become an administrator of heavenly resources upon the face of the earth. Praise Master Jesus. Praise Master Jesus. In 1 Kings 2 verse 11, the Bible said that Elijah went up to heaven by the wide wind. Remember, we are breath. We are wind. That's who we are. He that is born again, according to John 3 verse 8. In other words, we become non-localized. He said he went up via wide wind. The more you develop your union experience with the divine nature, you'll be so much energized to move in divine transportation. Because all these things you see that God did with these guys in the old covenant is now embedded in us. Praise Master Jesus. We are life-giving spirits. We are quickening spirits. Praise Master Jesus. We move in divine transportation. Not just divine transportation, we move in bi-locations. In other words, bi-location means a technology of the Spirit that will be in one place at the same time. Pay attention. If God, who is omnipresence, and we are joined to Him, He that is joined to the Lord, who is omnipresence, is one spirit with Him. That means if God is Spirit and is omnipresence, and we also Spirit, and we also omnipresence, but we are not experiencing it does not cancel out the fact. That's who we are. He that is born of the flesh is flesh. He that is born of the Spirit is Spirit. If God is Spirit and He is the one that born us into the kingdom, born from above, we are Spirit. Praise Master Jesus. If I'm a quickening spirit, that means I am not localized. I am omnipresent, because if I am one with the Lord, I am also omnipresent. I'm everywhere at the same time. That we are yet to experience, it does not cancel out the fact that we are not omnipresent. Praise Master Jesus. One lady in our ministry, she said she was doing some menial jobs. A graduate, but she was doing some menial jobs. And at the time, she said she was tired of this job. She just went to her bed and said, my God. He was just referring to the God of the commission. Said, Lord, that God that I always call, the God of Eagle and Dove, please give me job. He just said that way. The God of Eagle and Dove, give me job. She went to sleep. In her dream, the God of our commission showed up in the dream. I said to her, don't worry, I'm going to find a job for you. Pay attention, I'm going to find a job for you. After 2 months, an opening came in the Anambra State government. And the person just called and said, bring your CV. Just a normal person, bring your CV. She brought her CV. The time of the interview was fast approaching, and she was informed about the interview. She called me and said, the interview is coming up. I said, don't worry, the whole thing has been settled. As long as God said, it has been settled. I just pray with her. She went to bed being afraid, not knowing what to answer in the interview. In her dream, my spirit man showed up and told her, why are you still afraid? I prayed for you, but why are you still afraid? Said, don't worry, just go in time. Once you get there in time, everything is fine. She said she went to that interview 5 minutes to 10. Lo and behold, the interview started by 10 o'clock. She was the first person that was called. And when she steps into the office, the organizer of the interview said, madam, please, don't be afraid. Everything has been settled. And that's how she got the job. Praise Master Jesus. We become non-localized. In Exodus 15 verse 8, the Bible said that the Red Sea was parted into two by the breath, the blast of his nostrils, which is the breath of God. In other words, the more we develop our union experience with divine nature, no barrier will stand on our way. Nothing will stand on our way. We'll become a bulldozer upon the face of the earth. Praise Master Jesus. In Romans 8 verse 10 to 11, the Bible said, if the spirit of life that raises Christ from the dead dwells in your body, and you will quicken your mortal body. Why did God give us Holy Ghost in our body? Holy Ghost is in our body. Hello. Holy Spirit is in our body. How God gave us Holy Ghost in our body? To tune our body to come in contact with our celestial and terrestrial body. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, for the redemption of our body. That's why. For the redemption of our body. And the Holy Ghost in our body, the more we develop our union experience with divine nature, that very effect of the spirit of life will start infusing us with abundance of life in our body. Praise Master Jesus. There is a difference between being healed and living in divine health. There There are two different things. The more you are infused with life in your physical mortal body, the more you live in divine health. Don't wait for you to get sick and ask God to heal you. No. Perpetually function in this vine by developing your union experience with the divine nature. How do you do it? I said it before and I'll keep on saying it. I am in complete perfect union experience with the Lord and his divine nature. Practice this using the prayer of silence. Practice it consistently. Your life will take a new turn that's going to surprise you as a person. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, your body will be so much infused with abundance of life. There was one young man I came in contact with. He came to our ministry. What happened to him? He had leg ulcer. Leg ulcer, the one we call leg ulcer, and it was so bad that he has gone to a witch doctor and said to the witch doctor, if you can handle this, my leg, I will give you $500,000, $500,000. And he paid the witch doctor $250,000 advance payment. They keep on treating, and the host team keep on decaying. His legs keep on decaying. He keep on treating, his leg keep on decaying. When we came in contact with our ministry, what did we do? What is simple? I release who I am. Within 2 days, that leg ulcer was completely dried up. And he got he was, wow, how happened? I just released the life that flows out of me because I am a spirit. Not just a spirit, a life-giving spirit. But it's a spirit, I'm also a spirit. He that's born of the spirit is spirit. Praise Master Jesus. One day, I wanted to climb the step. I missed my step and I had a dislocation in my leg. I managed to take my leg and I went home. While I was home, I was doing one thing, that my leg is infused with abundance of life. I say it consistently, I am in complete union experience with the divine nature. My leg is infused with abundance of life. While I was doing it, the leg was so painful. I keep on managing it, dropping it on the floor, managing it, coupling it on the floor, practicing it. And as I'm saying it, I am believing it, I am saying it, I am acting it. While I was doing it, a strange presence, a presence of the Holy Spirit, of the King of Glory, flooded my room and leveled me on the floor. I stood up and I went to bed. Waking up the following day, to my amazement, I dropped my leg on the floor. I couldn't find any pain anymore. Completely gone. God fixed back my bone. Praise Master Jesus. This is who we are. In John 6, verse 63, Jesus said, the words I speak to you are spirit and life. The more we develop our union experience with the divine nature, our words will so much infuse with life. In other words, our words becomes a personality, becomes a living entity. We become the manifestation of the living word and the spoken word of God in flesh before men. Praise Master. Anything we say happens. In Ecclesiastes 8:4, the word of a king. Where there is the word of a king, there is power. This is who we are. There's a difference between prophesying. Pay attention. There's a difference between prophesying, speaking as an oracle, and speaking as the word of God. There are three different functionalities, three levels of authority. I came in contact with a family, a young man that was praised abroad. He was in prison, and I came in contact with his sister. Sister said, my brother is in prison, and they are planning to take him to another prison. And I said, that one will not happen. I said, put your hand on your chest. I make my declaration by the Spirit. I said, he's going to be released immediately. Within 1 week or so, that young man was released against all odds. Everyone was so surprised. These things I'm saying is only in Christ. Praise Master Jesus. Is only in Christ. If you're yet to come into Christ, put your hand on your chest. Let me pray for you. Lord Jesus, thank you because you gave me my name. You died in my name. You went to the cross in my name. You were raised in my name. You were glorified in my name. Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart you came in the flesh. You died for me. I confess your lordship over my life. I receive eternal life into my heart. You are my Lord and my Savior. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to pray all kinds of prayer. Put your hand on your chest right now. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a chemistry teacher in their lab doing experiment. Suddenly, the experiment caught fire and ballooned up into his faces. I decree and declare that accident in that lab canceled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a monkey before me. Written on that monkey, no way. You're not a monkey. You are a person created in the image of Jesus. I decree and declare any influence. You have married the first one and come out of your marriage. Marry the second one and come out of your marriage. Even the third one you are in is about to end. I decree and declare that influence. sold in the mighty name of Jesus. And the peace of God overshadows your marriage experientially in the mighty name of Jesus. There is a mama that is watching me, listening to me right now. I decree and declare anything called sugar issue, whether I call it diabetes also, because I'm seeing a wound on your right foot that refused to go. The breath of life has dried it up, and that sugar can't soda and corrected and into normalcy in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a young boy that went to a boiler with their boiling water in electricity and put his hand there, and that boy was electrocuted. I decree and declare that domestic accident can't soda in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Neka, I decree and declare your marital testimonies breaking forth and favor stamped and sealed, signed into your home in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. Banyanka bakwa, iziana kabako rokushu, iziana katelitelene. I decree and declare any strange allegation against this name, Ernest, that even warranted them to touch the matter to court, but that thing is not true. Lord, I decree and declare by the voice of judgment, Ernest, you are vindicated and released from that prison in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm seeing a woman 14 years of delayed in conception carry a miracle baby in the mighty name of Jesus. Ujumwa, I declare, carry a miracle baby in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, stamped, sealed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a young man, you were in your house, something like rain dropped on your head. From that day, you started having a strange skin disease. The breath of life overshadows you right now, and I decree and declare you are healed in the name of Jesus. Dried up and taken out of your body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a woman, you have taken the first tooth, take second one, third one, fourth one, and the toothache still remaining. I decree and declare any strange maggot that is living in your mouth, the hand of Christ has dried it up, and you are released from that nonsense in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, the only wise God. I'm seeing a man, you have a kidney stone, you have gone for alteration, it has been removed, and that thing came back again. I decree and declare supernaturally by the sound of the voice of the energy of the Holy Ghost, that kidney stone has been exhausted out of your system, dried up and taken out of your body in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a lady, you are 26 years of age, they said you have a twisted intestine. I decree and declare that intestine that was twisted has been untwisted, released in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. There is a woman I'm seeing in my spirit. For 15 years, you have had this thing called migraine headache. Anything that looks like office pin, about 32 pieces of them in your head, the hand of Christ has ended that influence. You are released in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, the only wise God. I'm seeing a family listening to me. They are in the hospital. Their father had an accident, and there is a blood in his brain and causes him to be in coma. I decree and declare the fire of the Spirit of God has dried it up, and your father is out of that coma. I cancel that infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a family of four that your landlord is threatening to throw you out of the house at the end of this month. I decree and declare supernatural help has come your way. You are supernaturally supplied in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, the only wise God, for hearing me. Praise Master Jesus. We want to hear testimonies. Share testimonies, prayer, everything. Share testimonies. Via this number, 0806756401. 0806756401. Praise Master Jesus. Tuesdays, our counseling by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, our fellowship by 11 a.m. First Friday every month is our night of rest. The one of September is coming up on 2nd September by 10 p.m. School of Kingdom Mysteries comes up every second and third Sundays of every month by 3 p.m. Our Facebook, Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry International. Go to our Facebook, like the page Facebook, and follow the teachings that God is releasing through the platform. Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry International.com, our ministry, our website. Our ministry is located in our music village, Mbaku, Okanot, and Anambra State. God bless you.